Let's pray. Father, we bless your name on today, and we thank you for another opportunity to get in your word. We ask you to give us understanding. And we praise you, Yah, for all that you do. In the wonderful name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All right. I want to jump right into this thing. It's some things that we've been covering for a period of time, using different scriptures and things like that. And I want to take some events that's going on. I wrote about it today, and one particular video I think had about 20 something views when I first posted it on my Facebook page. Now it's well over 100,000 views from it. I know without a doubt it is that's connected to me posting it on my Facebook page that has, taken it from those small numbers to that, because a lot of people migrate to my Facebook page. Also, the other video, the first video that I showed that's linked to that was around, it was a small number too, a little bit more, but a small number. It's now pushing closer to 100,000. Also, I think it's around close to 80 now. And so there are some things that is happening in the world today. It is vitally important for us to understand it. And so it just confirms some things that we've been dealing with in a nutshell. And just to kind of, just give you a heads up on what's going on. I'm going to say allied forces, for lack of a better way to put it. The allied forces of Russia, which is mainly China, I think Iran, Syria, because they're protecting Syria. Iraq is also on board with Russia. And then there are other countries that's turning to being more so allies or in agreement with Russia than the United States. And so these things are happening. And so a lot of people may not be aware of it because our country is not reporting this information as far as the news is concerned, because they're trying to keep it down as low as possible and entertaining us with baseball games and football games and things like this. And we don't know. We about on the brink of World War III. And so Russia went into Syria against the United States' desire and bombed what United States and or other people have identified as ISIS. And there is overwhelming evidence that proved that America has funded ISIS, and basically, from all understanding, has been the main forefront in developing it. And so, and its design is to keep that region, what they classified as the Middle East, which is really Northeast Africa, unstable. There are some things that I can show you from a perspective of a retired general who said a few years ago that United States, I think, was going to take down 7 countries in 5 years. I think they took down 5, if I'm correct, or pretty close to 5 of the 7. And Syria was one of them, I believe they were talking about taking down. And so when you look at these things that's going on, I just want to remind you of some things that we had covered to show you that we're looking at it. And here's what's blowing the church mind, or the body of Christ, so to speak, Christians' mind, is now they're looking like a deer looking in the headlights of a car, because they were like, wait a minute, we're supposed to be gone by now. We're supposed to be gone when these wars start happening. When World War III is supposed to be happening, we're supposed to be dancing on the golden streets of heaven. This fool's been telling folks for years that it's not going down that way. And here we are looking at these things that's happening, and we on the brink of this thing. We on the brink of the one world order, but I'm going to show you from a perspective of what I've said over and over to try to get people to understand what's really going on. And you have people that because they have a tendency to look through the eyes of the senses and not by the spirit, they have identified United States and its allies as this one world order who's going to take over. Well, I always pointed out, no, that's the seventh beast. There's an eighth one coming. Well, to make this thing even clearer before I start going into different scriptures just to kind of remind us of some things, we have to understand that Russia has basically taken over the Middle East. Y'all got to understand what I just said. United States have controlled it pretty much all this time, and its allied forces, Israel, and all this kind of stuff has basically been the forefront in controlling that area. But Russia just, you know, I like what one guy said. He said Russia just stepped it up and made United States the junior varsity. Because now the big dog is in this fight, and United States ain't wagging its tail like it normally wags its tail when somebody else wants to stand up against it. You know, like how Alan said, you always think you the tallest midget until somebody come along that's bigger than you, and you realize you ain't quite as tall as you thought you were. And it reminded me of the movie that I watched. It was titled Wide Herb, and I forget the guy's name, but it was Day or something. I forget he was a gunslinger. Actually, true story that kind of hung around with Wide Herb a little bit, and he had a gunfight with this guy who was really coming across like he was real tough. And when he finally killed the guy, Billy Holiday, that's what it was. His name is Billy Holiday. He hung around with Wide Herb back in the day. It's a true story. And so, you know, when he finally killed Ringo, I think that's what they call him, when he finally killed Ringo, he knelt down over and said, "Boy, you just a little high strung. You run around here thinking you was this big dog, boy, and I'll kick you out that easy. So, man, you just a little high strung." Well, we come to realize that that we are a nation that's been a little bit high strung. And now these big dogs have gotten in this fight, and I'm telling you, this thing is going down. It's going down exactly the way that the scripture says it. And y'all, I kid you not, our redemption is drawing nigh. As a nation of people, that beast is getting ready to stick his head up and establish peace. See, I'm going to just jump in the lesson, and I'm going to show you what people have been pretending, what people have been pretending to do, and what's fixing to actually happen. So let me just jump into this thing. We'll start out in, let's see, the best place to start. We'll start out in Revelation chapter 12, and then I'll move around through some other scriptures, and I want to remind you of some stuff, and I kid you not, you're not going to be able to go watch this stuff that I'm telling you on the local news, because you have to understand that the media don't want to report and give all this detail that the United States got its tail between its legs right now. Okay, now, you know, one of the things I've always shared is concerning the beast. So we'll go to Revelation chapter 12, and I'll see which verse I want to start on, and then we'll move through these scriptures. I just start at verse 1. I'm not going to deal with verse 1 in detail, even verse 2, because I want to concentrate on verse 3 mainly. Okay, Revelation 12, verse 1 said, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, the nation of Israel. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered." Now, there's a twofold revelation that's associated with that. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with that either, because verse 3 is the focal point. It said, "There was another wonder in heaven, and I, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads." Now, you know we've dealt with those 7 heads. Now, I'm going to ask you, as far as kind of like a quick review, what are 7 heads? Don't name them yet. What does 7 heads mean?
7
kingdoms, okay? 7 heads means 7 kingdoms. Now, now who are the 7 kingdoms that's being mentioned here? What are the 7 kings that's being mentioned? When we talk about the 7 kingdoms and we break down those kingdoms, who are those kingdoms? Y'all remember? There are 7 of them. Huh? Babylon, Assyria, Medo-Persia, Egypt, Rome. That's 5. We got 2 more. Greece, 6. 1 more. Revised Roman Empire, which is NATO, which is United States and its allied forces now. Okay? You have to understand this now. Now, it says, again, "And there appeared another one in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail threw the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born." Now, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time as far as 4 is concerned, because the rest of these verses, because verse 3 is where I want to be, and we'll deal with some things, or may deal with some things as we come, as we come back. Now, when you look at this, I'm pointing out now, based upon the 7 beasts that you guys just named. Okay, every beast, every one of them now, every beast, kingdom, heads, the Bible calls it heads, Revelation 12 and 3, have been influenced by the adversary dragon. Satan is the adversary, the devil, the dragon. He's the adversary, okay? Influenced by the adversary dragon. And all the horns, kings now, because when the Bible talks about horns, it lets us know those are kings or leaders. 7 heads, 10 horns, okay? And so all the horns, kings, leaders, have the dragon's mind. It's vitally important for you to understand, or for us to understand, that any nation, I'm going to bag up and say this, every nation that rules the known world throughout history has been a nation that had a certain mindset. Now, y'all may have used them for a tool and then came back and judged them, but that mindset of that nation, bottom line, Satan or the dragon, the devil, influenced the minds of those individuals at one time or another. When it's all said and done, that's who influenced the mind. So it's vitally important for that to be understood. Now, in order to see this here, John chapter 8, I believe it's John chapter 8, verse 44, I'm just going to read, you don't have to turn there, just kind of put it as you know. It says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of himself, of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So you have to understand that whenever you have these nations who are not led by Yah, then these nations is led by another being, another source. And that source is being revealed in John 8, verse 44. the mindset of these individuals would classify them from a perspective of who their father is. What the scripture says to us, those who are led by the Spirit of Yah are the sons of Yah. So since Yah lead us, then the Bible says that we are his children, or he is our father. Well, if any other source that leads mankind, that is their father. He is their children. So it's vitally important for us to understand that any mind that Yah does not lead is a mind that's led by the adversary. And everything about the adversary's agenda, that is what they want to do. Okay? It's vitally important for us to understand that fact. Any questions at this point? Comments? Anything? Okay? Now, as we continue to move on here, we have to understand that this beast has been in the past. We named those kingdoms. When you name those kingdoms, we have to understand that Satan at one time or another influenced those kingdoms. Yah may have raised them up, but they still had the mind of the enemy because of the idol worshiping that was associated with them, or the whore of revelation that sits on all these kingdoms that's associated with it. The whore being idolatry, worship, religion in one fast or another. And I kid you not, Christianity is idolatry, worship. People don't want to accept it because Jesus is attached to it, but you have to understand that there are other idolatry things that's attached to Christianity. It is what it is. Okay? Now, as we deal with it, we have to understand that Satan, the adversary, the dragon, he influences all kingdoms, whether past, present day, and future. Don't you think just because our country said in God we trust and God bless America, that it's talking about the God of the nation of Israel? Don't think this is talking about the Yah of the nation of Israel, because there are many gods. There are many idols. You know, so don't get impressed and start throwing hands up and say, yeah, we're a Christian nation because it has in God we trust. Or they say, God bless America. You don't know what God they're talking about. Because when you look at the things that's being done, it shows, based upon the outcome, who is the father of the nation who's doing it. When Yah is the father of the nation who's doing it, that nation operates in righteousness. When the adversary or the dragon is the father of the nation that's doing something, it's always destruction. Satan come not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Yah said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So it's a dividing line to identify which nation is being influenced by either the dragon or Yah himself. Is there killing going on today? Is there stealing going on today? Is there destruction going on today? Then it lets you know who is the father of the kingdom that's doing the killing, the stealing, and the destruction. So now, this country is not being led by Yah. Okay? This country is not being led by Yah. And yeah, it is a Christian nation. An idolatrous Christian nation. That's exactly what it is. Now, as we continue to move through these scriptures, Daniel 5:17-23 gives us an understanding of past history from a mindset of the dragon to associate it with the pride issue. You have to understand, as we deal with some things, we'll just go to Isaiah chapter 14, and we'll get an understanding of every nation has this mindset. Isaiah 14, we'll start at verse 12. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation?" So we have to look at the mindset of the individuals that's associated with this. You jump into Isaiah chapter 13, you realize that there are some things going on with the king of Babylon and his mindset concerning who is influencing him. You look at, again, Isaiah 14, verse 12, it also deals with the future little horn that we're going to look at also maybe a little bit here in Scripture to point out that he has the same character as the dragon or Lucifer, where it identifies the nature and the character of a source who's just not called the devil or Satan. He has multiple names to identify the nature of him, and men who are influenced by him have the exact same mindset. Let's look at the mindset, then we'll look at the scripture to show you how the leaders who are influenced by him have his same mindset. Now, verse 12 says, Isaiah 14, verse 12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yah. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north." When you look at the mount of the congregation, this is dealing with the land where the nation of Israel dwell, where you have a man who wants to do this because Satan also wants to do this, and every leader who he influenced wants to do the exact same thing. Any nation that wants to dominate the world and sit as God over the whole world is Satan's mind. So, yeah, Satan has the mind of this country. Okay? Now, as we look at this, it says, verse 15, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the size of the pit." Okay? "They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man?" It's letting you know that it's dealing with a man as far as future tense is concerned, but it also reveals the nature of a man in Isaiah 13 as far as the past is concerned, and it also reveals the source of Satan himself when you look at Revelation 20 of his mindset being cast into the pit. It all has a threefold character of these individuals. Okay? Now, with that understanding, we'll move into Daniel chapter 5, and I'm going to show you the mindset of these kings to show you all of them that's influenced by Satan does the exact same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. The sons of Yah operate the same way, so does the sons of the dragon operate the same way throughout history. Nothing has changed. So now, when we look at Daniel chapter 5, we'll start at verse 17. We're looking at an incident here where we see the arrogance of the king of Babylon, and as the arrogance of the king of Babylon, you can go back up and look up Daniel 5, and you can see. When you see we'll start at verse 1. It said, Daniel 5, verse 1 said, "Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem." So this is when Judah goes into captivity. This king now wants to go and get the sacred vessels that was in the temple and wanted to use them to drink wine out of it. So this is what he does. Show you the mindset of Satan. Once these men conquer, or once they're used as a tool, it always leads into manifesting what they really are by nature. Yah used them as a tool, he bring them down. Yah has, I stress has, used the United States as a tool, judgment day is here. Okay? Now, Again, verse 2, Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessel, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines, might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of Yah, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. Remember what Deuteronomy 28 says, that we as a nation would be forced or would end up worshiping God, both wood and stone. You see this stuff repeated throughout history, and even to this day, we worship in the gods of wood and stone. The cross, churches, buildings, all these things we still worship, okay? Now, verse 5 says, in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. While this king does this, a hand starts to write words on the wall. King, see a hand appear, and the hand starts to write words on the wall. That's what this is saying. The king's countenance was changed, verse 6, and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. He's bought peed on himself. Now, as you look at these things from a perspective of the scripture, we're going to skip down to verse 17, because he's trying to figure out what the words meant. But he didn't know what the words meant now. Now, as you look at verse 17, it says, then Daniel now, the prophet who interprets the word that's written on the wall by the finger of Yah. Verse 17 said, then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gift be to thyself and give reward to another. Because he had said, I give a reward. You can read these verses leading up to that. I give a reward to anybody who can interpret this dream. He said, keep it for yourself. I need to dream. True prophets of Yah don't need money to do what Yah's saying. They ain't trying to sell no book deal. They don't take Yah's words and use them to try to personally profit for them. The real prophets of Yah speak what Yah said, and that's all they care about. All right? Now, again, verse 7, he says, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. He says, O thou king, the most high Yah gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. Yah did it. Okay? Yah allowed Nebuchadnezzar to come in and take the nation of Israel captive because of their disobedience as a nation, or our disobedience as a nation. Verse 19 now said, and for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. That's what this country wants now. Everybody on the planet to fear before him because they want to be something that Yah hasn't raised them up to be. At least at the magnitude that they're trying to do it. Now, then it says, whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. Nebuchadnezzar had Yah gave him some power beyond measure at the time. Nebuchadnezzar did what he wanted to. Okay? Now, verse 20 said, but when his heart was what? Lifted up. What did Satan say? What is the future little horned beast, the leader, the final leader said, I will exalt my throne above the star. I want to be just like the Most High. Nebuchadnezzar lift up his heart now, verse 20, and when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride. That you know, at one time, Nebuchadnezzar was a humble boy. He realized that it was Yah that put him in the position to do the things that he was doing. He knew it. But then he started to get caught up into himself. Like this country at one time knew that Yah raised it up. city got caught up in his own pride. Pride coming before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Oh, don't tell me this country ain't finna go down. Okay, now, as we look at it now, it says, verse 20 again, but when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart, his mind was made like a beast. Reprobate. To the point to where this man turned into, his mind turned into a beast. This boy out here in the middle of the pasture eating grass like an animal. His hair had grown so long that it looked like eagle's wings. Okay, look at the scripture now. Verse 21, and he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High Yah ruled in the kingdom of men, and that his appointed that he appointed over it whomever he will. That's what this country finna realize. That just because you got some nuclear weapons and you push folks around all over the world for a period of time, they're gonna realize that Yah sits up and he brings down. Okay? Any questions, comments before I move on? Then it says now, verse 22, and thou his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. You knew what happened to your father, and you're going to say, go get them wine, go get them vessels and let's drink out of. I got it going on. I can do whatever I want to. Okay? Then verse 22 said, and thou his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but has lifted up thyself against Jehovah of heaven. That's what this country has done. This country lifted up its heart against heaven a long time ago, going on about 400 years at least to be exact, when it decided that it wanted to take the children of Yah and make them slaves, and then to fulfill the scripture, but then decide to take it up on themselves and continue on in that pride because they thought that, you know, in God we trust. Can't nobody touch us. Same mindset. Then it says, but has lifted up thyself, verse 23, against Jehovah of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee. And thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, brass, iron, and wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the Yah in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then the part of the hand sent from him, then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this is the and this writing was written, and this is the writing that was written. Many, many, Tico. This is the interpretation of the thing. Many, Yah has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Many is happening to this country. Yah has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tikkun. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. This kingdom is going to be divided, y'all. Every time a kingdom lifted up itself in pride and tried to rise above Yah, Yah always brought that kingdom down and divided it. Israel getting ready to compete itself.
right? Then, verse 29, then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. They're going to be coming to Israelite wanting us to help out before this is said and done. Now, let's move on now. As we look at this now, I said that's past. As we look at things as far as past, and I want to show you the nature of the beast in the future. The leader that's going to rise up and take control of this thing from a perspective that Russia and these other allied forces have taken over the Middle East, there's a beast going to come up out of it. And here's the mindset of that beast. The future beast, exact same mindset as the past king Nebuchadnezzar and also his son, 2 Thessalonians. We've looked at it before. I'm just reminding you because these events are coming to pass. Now, we don't get worried about it because what the scripture says. I'm going to start at verse 1 to show you why we don't get worried. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1 said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Jehovah, Yeshua, the Messiah, Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, as a nation being gathered unto him, that you be not soon shaken in your mind or be troubled. Don't let this trouble you. See, I'm holding my hands up because I'm saying it's finally going down. The Bible is being fulfilled. So I'm rejoicing in that the scripture is being fulfilled. I ain't committed to nothing but y'all. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That ye not be soon shaken in your mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. We've dealt with that. For the day shall not come except they're coming falling away first. You don't think there's apostasy, false doctrine that's being taught throughout the world today? Christianity has been the head of the false doctrines that's been preached by men and the leading of the leading whore or the Catholic Church that has passed all these doctrines down throughout all the church. Churches, we have been in apostasy so long it's ridiculous. This is a great falling away. That's why when we come on the scene now and we're preaching this stuff, it's blowing people's mind. They're like, wait a minute, people are really trying to figure out what to do. Preachers trying to pick up their Bible and study because they're trying to catch up now. There's no man to see you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Satan has a son who's perverted, and that son is the final leader of the eighth kingdom that's on the rise as we speak. The seventh one is going down. The eighth one is sticking his head up. We've been talking about it for years now. Okay? Look at his mindset. Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called Yah, or that is worship, so that he himself sitteth in the temple of Yah, showing himself that he is Yah. This beast that rise up is going to take over Israel, the land of Israel. Now, guess what they're saying now? They're saying because Russia and these allied forces is basically taking over the Middle East, now the land of Israel is in trouble. Because the big dog that they thought would protect them, they finding out ain't a big dog after all. So yeah, they coming after our land. Because that final leader got to sit up in the temple claiming himself to be Yah in our land. So that's exactly what they had to do. Now, if you notice the mindset, and I'm not saying this guy is the one, but his approach is at least leading to bring up the final leader, the final world leader. His approach is this. The reason why I'm attacking ISIS is because I'm trying to establish peace in the region. What Daniel 9, verse 27 said, and he shall confirm a covenant with many. Obama tried to do it. See, y'all, there's a counterfeit that's trying to be the eighth beast But they not ordained to be the eight beasts the same way there's a counterfeit who tried to be the children and not ordained to be the children. So Obama tried to go to Israel and establish a peace treaty between the Palestinians and Israel and to try to control that from a perspective of them being the one world order, but they done set themselves up to really establish the one world order. Like what we've always talked about, they just done set the stage for the one world order to come in. Now the big dogs coming in, Russia and China coming into the region saying, you ain't the big dog no more. We are. Get over in the corner and have a seat. And guess what they doing? Getting over in the corner and having a seat saying, can we talk now? Russia's saying, no, we ain't talking no more. Tell y'all, this stuff is going down. Now, again, the mindset of this final beast to show you in the future, it is the same as the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian king Belshazzar and Satan himself, and also this last and final king. All of them have the mindset to exalt themselves above everything called y'all. So as we start to see this thing materialize, that has the appearance of bringing peace to that region, it's only going to be peace for a short period of time. Bible says 3.5 years, and that peace treaty is going to be broken, and the next 3.5 years is going to be all hell broken loose once this first peace has been established. And that's what this boy is doing. Putin is coming in here bringing peace to that region. United States was trying to do it by controlling everything. You know, one thing I think, Alan, you had mentioned, you said one of the things that they use to try to bring peace is destruction and all these different things. You remember what you said to me along those lines? You were saying that they kind of using counterfeit means to bring about their power. They have to use, like what I had mentioned earlier, they have to use stealing, killing, and destruction. You remember when you were saying that? Okay. Yeah, they have to use the ones who are counterfeits have to use stealing, killing, and destruction to try to pull off the same thing that Putin has gone right on in and pull off. I'm telling y'all, this thing is serious. World War III is on the brink of going down. All those armies are coming into the Middle East, just like the Bible says. I'm gonna put a hook in their jaw, and I'm gonna draw them all to the Battle of Armageddon. You can go watch it all day long, but you know what? We too busy being entertained. The Bible clearly tells us, watch therefore. Be watchful. Be alert. Pay attention to what's going on. Leave all this propaganda stuff alone that's designed to make our hearts be turned to something that don't even matter. They sit around finna blow up half the place you living in, and you sit around here concerned about, you know, dancing with the stars. Take heed that no man deceive you. Okay? Now, as we look at it here, it shows the mindset. He shows himself to be God. He's sitting in the temple of Yah, showing himself that he is Yah. The stage is being set. I was watching another clip where Muslim leaders had said that it's been prophesied in the Quran that the Muslim would join allied forces with I think they call it Rus, which is Rum, which when you study the history of Rum, it's Russia. It says in the Quran, it prophesied that the Muslim would join allied forces with Rum. Who you think Iran is? Who you think Syria is? Who you think these nations are? They're allied. Even China is more Muslim than anything else. They're becoming allied with Rum or Russia, and guess what's going to pop up out of that thing? That little horned beast that Revelation talk about and also Daniel talks about. It's happening right before us. Now, let's continue on and we'll look at other scriptures. Now, with that understanding now, there is a people who desire to be Yah's chosen people. We know who they are. Revelation 2, verse 9, Revelation 3, verse 9, tells us who that people are. There is a nation of people pretending to be us. I'm not going to read Revelation 2 and 9 and 3 and 9. We've covered it before. It says, in a nutshell, those who claim that they are Jews and are not. Who are the only people on the planet claim to be Jews? Nobody else. Bible says are not. In other words, they're claiming to be Jews from a perspective of being a descendant of Judah. And the Bible says they're claiming to be Judah, but they're not. Revelation 2 and 9, 3 and 9. There is a people who are pretending because you have to understand the mind of Satan. Satan sits back and says, oh, Yah has a chosen people. Let me find one. What does the Bible call this people? The synagogue of Satan. The Satan seat. The dwelling place by which Satan rules a people. Yah sits on the seat of us as a nation once we get ourselves lined back up. Well, Satan got him a group of people too. Yah has a son. Satan has a son. What the Bible calls the son of perdition, whose mindset is just like his father, the dragon. I want to be just like the Most High. I'm God. Satan says, I'm God. I want to be like the Most High. Satan's son will sit in that temple and say, I'm God. Satan's children will sit there and pretend and say, we are the children of God. Everything that Yah does and set up as far as his kingdom is concerned, Satan has tried to do the same thing. So as we deal with this, as I come closer to closing, it says, and there is currently a beast, kingdom, head. There is currently one that exists right now. We all see it. We live in it. We live in this beast. What is a beast? What is the beast? What is it? What is the beast? What? No, I'm asking you, what does it mean? What does the Bible mean when it says beast? Kingdom.
One world order.
We currently live in a beast, a one world order. We living in it. This is our current home. So there is currently a beast of our day that is identified as other is not yet come because it had not came in John's day. It is the seventh beast who had not come, who desires to be and is trying to make us think that it is the eighth and final beast. See, these people who want to be the children of Yah is really behind the scenes controlling this beast. Because when you look in and see what all the who controls all the resources, the banks and all that, is the same people who claim to be the children of Yah. They're the same one. So they control this country. So they're controlling this country and want to become, you know, their mindset is this. If we can fool Yah, we've been pretending that we the people all this time. Maybe we can fool Yah and just take control of all of this here and run it and rule it like the way the Bible says that the nation is going to do, the nation of Israel is going to do in the future anyhow. Maybe he'll let us get away with it. But the only way they can pull it off, they got to steal, they got to kill, and they got to destroy. And guess what? They using this kingdom that we living in order to pull off their agenda. So, the current beast, NATO, New World Order that existed now, that just got slapped in the mouth by Putin and his allied forces, they are trying to counterfeit and push themselves into being the one world ruler for you know, the rest of this time frame. But now the whole thing has changed because the eighth beast is getting ready to rise, or is rising, because the seventh one's got to fall according to the scripture. counter system got to fall. And our country is the leader of this carrot system or one world order that's in play. Our country is the figurehead of it. We're the powerhouse of it. There may be people behind the scenes who's running it, but this country is the powerhouse of it. And again, it's just been made to realize it's a midget in this fight. All right, now, as we look at it here, it says, in other words, this beast, desires the being is trying to make us think that it is the eighth and final beast. But it's not, because the Bible clearly reveals that the carrot beast, the carrot kingdom, and the whore that sits on it. Why do you think Christianity is under attack? It's by divine will of Yah. We think that this country is attacking its own religion, but in reality, Yah is bringing the whole structure down. Now, if y'all remember, every time there have been four red moons, something significant happened when it came down to the region of our land. Now, people thought that everything was nice and quiet, because when those four red moons or the last one that just came by, people was like, okay, nothing really happened. I'll be doggone, it wasn't a week later, all this started going down. Every time those moons those red moons have been revealed in the heavens, it has always been some significance that has taken place in what they call the Middle East, or what we understand as our promised land. And guess what? It has just gone down. History is repeating itself, and just like clockwork, those red moons are almost to let us as a nation know redemption draws nigh. See, but these people have tried to counterfeit it. So every time there was a red moon, they turned around and ran up in the country and said, this is the time we're going to take over the country. See, we those people, and since we did it right on the red moon. See, we became a nation again. They try to counterfeit everything. But in reality, if you check our history, there was always something that happened concerning our land that had a direct influence on us in one perspective or another. It's happening. So as soon as those red moons end, we on the brink of World War III. Yeah, it's not playing. And so as we look at this now, their mindset was to try to pretend. Now all the whole face of the Middle East, as far as control of it, has just changed. And because it's just changed, trust me, you have to understand this thing. When you look at Russia and its leadership, they are, if I'm saying this correctly, they are your old Orthodox Christians. What you see in the United States is not what you see in Russia. This here is more idolatry worship in the United States. Christianity is. Russia is your all Orthodox Christian groups. And they're all about peace. That's why they're running over there. But they're getting in the bed with something that ain't all about peace, because they don't really care nothing about Christian, whether you're Orthodox or not. They just saying, we want you to be Muslim, and you're going to either be Muslim or you're going to die. And that's who's helping out Putin. That's who's helping out Russia. So guess what? Those kings tend to bring down this parent beast and the whore of Revelation that sits on top of it. So the Christianity that we know it is soon at an end. You think China and all those other nations gonna roll up in here and gonna be okay with the mindset that this country has? This thing is going down. It's going down. Now, this all this stuff will fall. Revelation chapter 17, 16 through 18. I'm through. I'm just reminding you, we've covered this information before. Revelation 17, 16 through 18. I'm showing you, Yah has given us a visual of what's going to get ready to happen. This is getting ready to happen, y'all. Are we supposed to be troubled?
No.
Why? Because y'all got control. Now, Revelation 17, we're going to read verse 16 through 18, and then we're going to go ahead and close. Revelation 17, verse 16 through 18 says, here it goes again now. I think I'm going to go back. Yeah, I'm going to go back up. Go back up to verse 9. Now, and here's the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. See, that's the wisdom. Yah has given us wisdom to know that this woman sits on all these seven heads. She sits on them. Okay? And this is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen. Seven kings are leaders. Five are fallen. One is. We dealt with the five. The five that had fallen in John's day are Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece. One is was Rome during John's day when this is being revealed to him. And then it says the other is not yet. It's talking about our day, NATO. United States-led allied forces. It's talking about our day. Then it says, and when he cometh, because it lets us know that something is coming behind the seventh one. That's why I'm saying when he cometh, he must continue for a short, space. Once this A-beast finally arrives that's going to truly control the Middle East, he's going to do it for a short period of time. All right? Then it says now, verse 11, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. There is a beast, there is a kingdom that is connected to the seventh beast that is going to manifest and be the eighth and final beast. Okay? This beast here, from what the scripture is telling us, that this beast had a deadly wound. In other words, as a nation, it existed at one time, but something happened to the point to where its empire had appeared to have fallen. But it's getting ready to rise up again and be one of the main ones in this thing. Now, if y'all remember, with some things that I was teaching a while back, I said, I don't know which one the eighth one is. I said, but it's either Greece, Syria. I said these are Greece, Syria, I think I said Egypt and one other one, Babylon, I think, Assyria. Okay. Well, Syria and Syria is the same thing. And so when you look at this here, the scripture's revealing us. Now, who are the main players coming up in this thing? You got them trying to take down Syria. Assyria. Okay. Now, again, it says, verse 12 says, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet. You have ten kings that have no kingdom, because they rising up. You have leaders now who's going to be established as far as nations are concerned, or kingdoms are concerned, that's going to rise up from the authority from the events that's going on, what we're seeing now. Okay? But receive power as, verse 12, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet. Now, when he's talking about as yet, he's talking about John's day. He said, they don't have kingdoms yet. But in the future, our day, these kingdoms going to be in place. They're in place. There are 10 kingdoms in place now that didn't exist back in John's day. Okay? Then it goes on and says, it says, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. That means there are some nations finna hook up with this eighth and final beast. Verse 13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Isn't it funny that you got all these nations now starting to give their power to Russia? Now, I'm not saying Russia is the eighth beast, but I'm saying it's awfully strange that these nations are starting to give their power to one. They're following one leader, Russia. Okay? How Russia's moving, China's saying we're going to move how Russia moves. Iran is saying we're going to do the same thing. Other nations getting scared now that was on the United States side and saying, you know what, I think I'm going to jump over the fence. Telling you, y'all, then it says now, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Jehovah of Lords and King of Kings, and they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. That reveals when Christ returns. Now, as we get to verse 17, I'm going to go ahead and close now. Verse 17, it says now, verse 16, it says, the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore. Who is the whore? The whore only sits on 7 kingdoms. So this 8th kingdom, the whore don't control it. The whore is not the religion of this 8th kingdom. So this 8th kingdom is going to have kings or nations who's going to hate this whore that have sit on these 7 kingdoms. Now, if you study Christianity and all the idol worshiping that's associated with it, just goes all the way up. They just loop through these kingdoms. That you, Egypt is wrapped up in Christianity. Assyrian gods is wrapped up in Christianity. Babylonian gods is wrapped up in Christianity. Medo-Persian gods is wrapped up in Christianity. Grecian gods is wrapped up in Christianity. Roman gods is wrapped up in Christianity. Christianity is the symbol of the leading nation who is leading these allied forces at this point. The Bible says that these nations are going to hate this whore, this religion. They're going to hate it. And when they hate it, it says here, and the 10 horn which thou saw, verse 16, sauce upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Guess what? They're going to start, and you remember the dreams I told you about, how things are going to start happening with churches? Mm-hmm. Now, who is the figurehead of the whore of Revelation? Who's the figurehead? Think about it. Catholic Church. Now, look at what the Bible is saying now. They shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked, and they shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Vatican coming down. Burn her with fire. Now, verse 17, for Yah has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will. So who will is to bring down Christianity? Okay, now, fill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, unto the word of Yah shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city. Great city. Is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Where do everybody go and pay homage? Where all the kings go and pay homage nowadays? Who reign they got to go kiss? Catholic Pope. Coming down. Go ahead.
Even their own property is out there saying they're supposed to be the last one.
Exactly. That's true. I forget who foresaw in prophecy concerning who was the last pope going to be, and according to the numbers, how they counted how many popes it was going to be. this is the final warning according to their own prophet, just like Alan said.
It is what it is. I can't sit here and know this information and not put it out there. I ain't scared of them rappers. They know what's getting ready to happen. Them jokers sitting up there in the Pentagon, in the White House, they squirming. They just been chewing on nail. Did you know that a lot of the military leaders that's over the Pentagon are starting to resign? They know what's going down. They say, it's time to hide. It's time to hide. They know what's coming down. So they start to resign and get away from them. All them holes they done built somewhere, they gonna climb in it just like the scripture said. They gonna go climbing them doggone rocks and they gonna be hiding out for fear of the things that's coming down the pipe. Or you go check it out. They resigning. They resigning like crazy. I don't want no part of this. Yes, so it's going down, and it's going to start at the top. Yah is going to deal with the kingdom that's currently ruling and the aisle of religion that's associated with it. He's going to bring it all down together. As goes NATO, so goes the Vatican. All of them sitting there, rear ends real tight right about now. Y'all see this. I ain't playing. We ain't been preaching and talking about this for nothing. All right? I'm going to go ahead and stop right there if there are no questions or comments. Go ahead. Say it loud enough where we can hear you. Go ahead and turn it off.
So, I just happen to have read and know that the United States is still making payments to the Vatican from some loan like years ago, some treaty. So we still in bed with all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's still tied together. It's not something that they advertise or publicize, but it's true. And so the taxes that we pay, a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
a big portion of that goes to the Vatican. It's not just going for stuff that's going on here in the United States. They're doing all kinds of stuff with that stuff that they don't tell you. So if we still in bed with that stuff, whether people acknowledge it or not.
Exactly. I'm telling you, this stuff, y'all, this stuff is coming to a head so fast. And I like what one guy, he said basically overnight, it's been a power change in the Middle East. Overnight. That's how quick this thing is coming to pass. You went from our country being in the forefront of controlling the Middle East to now having to sit to the side and try now to negotiate and try to hold on through their conversation, because they realize there's some big boys in this thing that can match some things that we're able to do. And when you got that, when you got, as the scripture talk about the Battle of Armageddon, when they talk about that 200 million man army, China got it. Oh, you think I'm kidding? You go on YouTube and you type in China army, you watch how they move and how they marching and how they together, it will blow your mind. The way that they move together, we talking about thousands of men and women. The way they move together, you think it's one person. It blow your mind how sequenced they are and how they move. You be like, this is just one person. You look at thousands of them. They ain't playing with us. And then from what I'm hearing, we have basically dwindled our armed forces down to pretty much nothing. Telling you, y'all, it's crazy. But it's y'all bringing his will to pass, so I'm so excited about what he's doing, and I trust what he's doing, and I don't care what happens. My redemption is in him. I put my trust in him. All right, anything else? Good. We'll go ahead and stop. Father, y'all, we bless you for just another opportunity to get in your word and deal with issues that that are valid for the day that we live in. We're not just a ministry just concerned about doing some form of Bible study where it's just designed to entertain us until a specific time when we can close the doors. But we seek you and we seek the truth so that we can be wise and to be alert concerning the things that are before us and to be encouraged to know that you have everything in control and your mind is on us as a nation of people. We look forward to the coming of our Savior. In the name of in his wonderful name, we do pray. Amen.